This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, everybody, who texted, tweeted that Ole Miss is a Nike school. But I'm pretty sure Texas Tech, when Chris Beard was there, was an Under Armour school. Before we get to the phone lines, Denton, you wanted to weigh in with a few thoughts.
So I have five coaches that I would like to run by you, just to get your thoughts. You know, I'm in agreement with you that the number one option in a logical world is Chris Beard. Some of these options are a little illogical. So I have like a nuclear option, a really big option, and then three, I think, good options. Where would you like me to start in my offerings to you?
I would prefer the nuclear option first.
I would pick up the phone. Are you in agreement? Let me first ask you this. Are you in agreement that coaching is an itch that some guys just cannot get rid of, no matter what they're doing?
Yes.
I would pick up the phone. Knowing that this individual turned down $70 million, reportedly, I would up the offer and I would call Brad Stevens. Say, hey, do you want to coach again? Because Brad Stevens could recruit.
Yeah.
And Brad Stevens can coach the hell out of a basketball team.
What is Brad Stevens? Is he still with the Celtics or not?
He is technically the general manager of the Celtics, which is obviously a very tough job to step away from. And he reportedly turned down $70 million from Indiana. But I would up the offer. You get to come hang out with Gary Williams. I would call Brad. That's my nuclear, like,
okay,
fantasy booking option.
Got it. Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens. Here's my crazy option. I'd call Matt Painter.
That's never happening.
It's never happening. I'd still make the call.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about some of the coaches just in the Big Ten. Matt Painter is just, he's a Purdue guy. I mean, he is a Gene Cady guy. He's a part, that's part of him. It's his DNA. He played, he's coached under Cady. He's been there now for all these years. He is West Lafayette, Indiana. That's what West Lafayette looks like. He ain't coming to Maryland.
He ain't coming. I'd still
and by the way, you know, they don't have any issues with basketball being supported. You know, I mentioned all the time, Maryland and Indiana are the basketball first schools in the Big Ten. I actually, of course, for whatever reason, leave out Purdue. Purdue is as well.
All right, so these three, the three next ones, I think, are a little bit more realistic in that I do think the schools they are leaving for Maryland, Maryland would be an upgrade. The first one is Greg McDermott at Creighton.
Yeah, I've thought about that too, but God, how long has he been in Omaha?
He has been there for, I just recently learned that Creighton was in Omaha. For some reason, I thought it was in
Indiana. Oh, you didn't know that?
I had no idea. He's been there for a while.
It's a big deal. You know that Creighton basketball is the thing in Omaha. I mean, they don't have anything else.
They don't have much else.
And they don't have football. So I don't know. I think he's an excellent coach. But go ahead. What are the other two?
So his annual salary, the rumored annual salary for him is $1.3 million.
Really? That can't be right.
And like, if you're Maryland, you can offer at the very least.
How old's Greg McDermott? He's got to be in his 50s, right?
He just turned 60. So he's okay. A little up there. I would make a call to him. I would make a call to Steve Peichel. He can recruit. He got two of the best recruits.
He's a great basketball coach. Let me rephrase. He is a great defensive basketball coach.
A lot of rock fights with him.
Yeah. Let me just say, I don't think that excites the fan base, but continue.
These ones probably will not excite the
fan McDermott
base.
McDermott would be a solid hire. This guy, I mean, what is his overall record at Creighton?
600. His overall record in all coaching is 630 and 366. It's a 63% win percentage.
At Creighton, okay, he's been to the tournament the last, it would have been 6 years in a row had his team, they finished tied for first in the Big East in 2020. By the way, tied with, do you know who Creighton tied for first with in the Big East in 2020?
Georgetown.
No.
No.
Seton Hall. Kevin Willard's team. No. But he's got basically six NCAA tournament teams in a row. He's made three Sweet 16s and an Elite Eight and hasn't lost one first-round game. Pretty good at a place like Creighton. Really good. All right, what else? Who's your third?
Final one. Again, not the most sexy, exciting name to general college basketball fans. I think you would like it. I think I would like it. I would call Brad Brunell at Clemson.
He just signed a huge extension, didn't he?
He did. I'd pay it out. I mean, because also we mentioned Dwayne Simpkins got an extension earlier this week. We did not mention that on the show this week.
No, Tony Skin did.
I think Simpkins is about to get one too then. He should. Yeah.
By the way, the extensions for those, you know, Patriot League, A-10 coaches, obviously there are easy outs for a job like Maryland.
Very easy.
So I've talked about Brad Brunell a bunch over the years because I just thought over the years, even though they never really did much in March, I just thought he was a master X's and O's coach. Coaches have always talked about Brad Brunell as well. He's the guy that coached UNC Wilmington the night that Drew Nicklaus hit that incredible shot in 2003 at the buzzer to win a first-round game. He got Clemson to the Elite Eight, you know, last year, and he's been to a few Sweet 16s with Clemson, but they got beat in ugly fashion in the first round this year as a 5 seed. And I'm pretty sure they just signed him to a long-term deal. I don't know. They've been so loyal to him. But he, you know, he's got one of those jobs. Rick Barnes has always been this way, too. Rick Barnes, by the way, there's a name that I meant to mention in thinking about Rick Barnes. Just, I don't know why it made me think of Shaka Smart. But I'll come back to Shaka Smart in a moment. Rick Barnes has always had jobs at football schools, wherever he's gone. So there's never been any, like, real pressure on him. You know, he was at Clemson for years, like Brad Brunell. Nobody cares about basketball at Clemson. They just don't. I mean, it's football, spring football, and then, I don't know, baseball? Maybe basketball after that. I mean, they were in the ACC, and they've been in the ACC all those years, but Clemson was always, in old school ACC days, the football school in the ACC. Everybody else, until Florida State joined the league, was basically a basketball school, except for Clemson. And then, by the way, Barnes went from Clemson to Texas to Tennessee. Like, he's done well everywhere he's gone. He's an excellent coach, and this Tennessee team plays tonight against Kentucky. They've got a chance to get, you know, to a Final Four, which, by the way, Tennessee's never been to a Final Four. How about that? But I don't know. I mean, for some of these dudes, it's better to just sort of be in the background. And if you win 24 games and you go to the tournament, it's like everybody's like, woo, all right. Oh, we lost. That's okay. Spring football starts tomorrow. I like Brad Brunell as a coach. How old is he? He's got to be in his late 50s, right? 56.
Yeah, 56. His contract, I just found it, 5 years, $20 million after
last year. Did they just up it?
They opted after the 2024 Elite Eight run.
Oh, after the Elite Eight.
Yeah, okay. So he's already coached a year into that contract.
Shaka Smart is another really interesting guy because I think there were a lot of people that wanted Shaka a couple of years ago when they hired Willard. I do like Shaka Smart as a coach. He's from Milwaukee. That's why he's at Marquette. That's, you know, he's at a spot where that's where he's from. Now, they have underachieved a little bit here in the last couple of years, wouldn't you say? This year, for sure, losing in the first round.
He's underachieved. You know,
and would they end up being a 7 seed?
Yeah, they were a 7 seed. They didn't really beat anybody. Like, if you look at some of their, I know we don't really care about quad wins this late in March, but they didn't really beat a lot of teams, despite the fact that they played a bunch of really good teams. You would have thought they would have stole a win from like a St. John's or somebody in the Big East, and they never really
did. Didn't they get up to top five at some point early in the year?
I think they were top five. It would have, if they did, it was before conference play started.
Yeah. All right. 301-230-0980. Let's get to some phone calls. My guy Hayden. Hayden, go ahead.
You forgot the two missed free throws that Selton missed as well. Don't forget those.
Yeah, he missed free throws too. That was the worst night of the year for him by far.
Picked the wrong night to do it. The funny thing is, we're not even talking about Kevin's coaching last night. He did a terrible job. Second half, we just got... I mean, they made adjustments. We didn't.
What adjustments did they make that we didn't respond to?
Oh, we were jumping to those. We got those shooters. We got a little scared of those shooters from the first half, and they adjusted and making the extra pass to the big guy down low. They start right away in the second half. You go watch it. They dumped that ball with an extra pass, I think, 4 times in the first 7 possessions.
Well, yeah, because they're really good, and what happened in the first half is that they fumbled all over themselves and turned the ball over 13 times. That was
no doubt.
In the second half, Florida didn't turn the ball over. The same thing would have happened in the first half had they not turned the ball over. That would be my contention.
We didn't play well last night, just my opinion.
No, but they were better. Funny. You would agree with that.
They're about 100%. We couldn't get rebounds. It's not his fault. We couldn't grab rebounds. I'm not blaming him for not grabbing rebounds. This is not
right.
Not kill the coach day. I agree with everything you said. Better. We could be better off long term. It's a painful exit. Don't forget, the first thing is the number one player in the 2027 class is from Silver Spring.
Yep.
So if you want to start moving forward, it's an NIL deal. He was in College Park a few weeks ago for one of the games, and there was a huge crowd around him. I can't remember which game it was. But that's, it's going to be a short-term hit if he leaves, but the nature of the game is let's load up the cash and figure out a way. And I think it's a nearsighted decision for him. Anyone who thinks that the Power Four schools, especially the SEC, who have been cheating for years, are going to allow the Big East schools to outspend them in any sport is crazy. So maybe for a year, the Big East will have a few more million dollars, but I guarantee you they're figuring out ways right now in Knoxville, in every single SEC town right now, how to pay more money than those Big East schools. And we're not even going to mention, by the way, that was an all-time choke job from Calipari last night as well. Up 13. Yeah,
they had terrible possessions down the stretch. So do you agree with me? Hayden's a big-time, long-time Maryland supporter. I want us to think big.
I agree. I love the name you said. Beard was it would be the all the names you mentioned. Those are my top guys. I just don't know if it's realistic. I don't know. I think in the coaching community there's going to be a why did two guys walk away in 4 years? And if are we going to be able to clean this mess up in a 3 week period? The president isn't going anywhere. I'm not as optimistic on that front. I don't know. I find everyone in that athletic department incompetent. The fact that they let it get to this point speaks volumes. Our president, Pine, still hasn't said a word, by the way, except for announcing that Kermit the Frog will be at graduation. It's disappointing. I thought the wind was taken out of our sails this week. And watching Willard get booed off at the hotel yesterday was a terrible. It was awful for everybody. This all should have been avoided.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can patch it up. I really don't. Love you, Kevin.
I'll talk to you later. Appreciate it. Hayden in Virginia. By the way, the player that he's referring to is at Blake High School. He's playing public school basketball. He's the number one player right now on ESPN's 2027 high school basketball rankings. So the story on him, and I don't have all the details, but people started telling me about him last year. He was at DeMatha, I guess, as a ninth grader, but they didn't like driving to DeMatha every day because it was too long of a drive, and they lived right across the street or very close or around the corner from Blake. So the number one player on ESPN's high school basketball rankings for 2027 is playing Montgomery County high school basketball at Blake. I have not seen him play. I've talked to coaches, including my guy at Whitman. They say he's incredibly talented. But, yeah, that's who Hayden was referring to. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey,
I think this is a very, very sad situation for Maryland. As a longtime Maryland fan, I go way back. We have never had a coach leave to go to what he believes to be greener pastures. We've either gotten rid of them or they've stayed and retired. And I think this is a slow deterioration of the basketball program from the change from the ACC to the Big Ten. That was the main concern that I had when they went to the Big Ten, was the deterioration of the basketball program. And I think it's reflected in the NIL program, because I think we lost some Maryland fans when we went to the Big Ten.
You're right about
basketball
that.
Basketball fans.
You're 100% right about
rivalries.
That.
We lost those rivalries, and I think this is where we are. And I agree with you. This is no time to go out and try to get an upstart. We have to swing big to try to get a big name. And the guy that I was thinking about was the guy that you talked about last with Shaka Smart. I think that him going from Marquette to Maryland could be perceived by him as a step up and a new challenge going into the Big Ten. But I think we need a big name, and Billy Donovan, oh my goodness, if you can get him, that's great. But the concern that I have, I'm not really an optimistic guy. I really travel on glass half empty, and I'm very concerned about this because, Kevin, look, this is something, like you said, that's been festering for a long time probably. And I knew he was gone when he came out and said what he said. I knew he was gone. You don't hear coaches saying that, taking a shot at the AD or taking a shot at the program. That was very unusual. So I figured he had he was ready to go, but I hope we can keep him because I think he's a good coach. But I'm very concerned about the program right now. I've been watching since I was a little kid, Buck Williams, Albert King days.
No, look, I think, first of all, what you said about it wasn't all just, it was the Big Ten. It was also just that our market's changed, you know? It's just a different sports market than it was 15 years ago, 20 years ago. We've become much more of a pro sports town. We used to be all skins, and then you could say Maryland and Georgetown, you know? But it's not that anymore. So I think all of that kind of led to what you described, and I think, you know, does account to a certain degree for, at times, the lukewarm response. You know, I mean, you hear people talk about it all throughout the Big Ten. It's like there is no better environment in the Big Ten for a big game than College Park, the Xfinity Center. But if they're not good and it's not a big-time opponent, that place is two-thirds filled, half-filled on some nights. So, you didn't see that nearly as much when they were in the ACC and when it was a different town and when traffic wasn't, we could go all through all of the reasons. But I think that this is recoverable because I think the state of college sports, college basketball in particular, is you're one off season away from being really good. You know, football's different because you need so many more players. Basketball, you hit it big in the portal in one off season with two big additions, and you got, something decent coming back. You're a tournament team. And then, from that point, you hope that you can, make some headway in the tournament when you get there. I just think those Maryland fans that are a little bit hysterical about how this is incredibly damaging long term. I think it's short term damaging. I do. But like I said before, just thinking about it, it's possible that if Kevin Willard, if he does, we are still dealing in the hypothetical premature world, which is what we do here, that he may have, on his way out, set it up better for the next guy. And I want it to be, you know, what he was apparently, you know, presented with in terms of getting what he wants for the most part. I want that AD to be more, I guess, basketball friendly is the term I'll describe. I want them to think big on this hire. I do not want them to think small. And I mean, does that mean that I would be, I'm a Maryland guy, so I'm going to be supportive of whatever they do. But from this chair doing this show, I'm telling you right now, I think their best move is to think big and to go big. Maybe they can't land the big fish. Maybe the job just isn't attractive enough. But there are still a lot of things about the Maryland job that are super attractive. And if, you know, the word in the coaching community is, okay, they're going to be top tier in compensation, top tier in rev share number for basketball play, for the basketball program in terms of what they can spend on players. NIL is coming together in a much bigger way. They've got a great new AD that they're about to hire, whatever it is. But I've got people that have said to me, they're not hiring a basketball coach before they hire an AD. I honestly don't have an answer to that. I don't know. I would imagine that you got to hire both pretty quickly, but you can't wait on a basketball coach too long. All right. Jerry, G, Little, Ian, Joe, stay on hold. 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on the game last night, if you want to weigh in on the Kevin Willard situation, we played everything he said after the game last night. Phone lines are open. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.